Welcome back. Today we're doing a mid-track fake drop design masterclass at 170 BPM in Ableton Live, and this is an intermediate arrangement lesson for drum and bass. Here's the mission. We're going to build a fake drop section that genuinely feels like the track is about to detonate, and then we intentionally swerve the listener, not with randomness, but with convincing drop cues followed by a deliberate nope. Then we rebuild and hit a real return that feels even bigger than what came before. By the end, you'll have a reusable 16 to 32 bar arrangement block you can drag into basically any DNB tune. Alright, first, set your project tempo to 170 BPM. Set your grid to 1/16, because fake drops live and die by tight edits and clean automation moves. Now jump into arrangement view and set up a few locators so you're thinking in sections, not chaos. Make one locator for build, 8 bars, one for fake drop, 4 bars, one for twist, 4 to 8 bars. And one for real drop return, 8 bars. Quick teacher tip, you can absolutely automate individual tracks, but you'll work twice as hard and it'll get messy fast. Group your tracks into buses, at minimum, drums, bass, music, and effects. You'll thank yourself when it's time to do the big mute, the big filter sweep, and the big redrop. Now timing, a classic place for a fake drop is mid-drop. After 32 bars, or after the second 16. The listener is comfortable. They think they understand the loop. That's the perfect time to pull the floor out. For this lesson, we'll build a 16-bar block that feels like 8-bar build, then a 1-bar fake impact, then about 3 bars of twist, then 4 bars of minier build, and then a real impact bar, where we're properly back in. Let's start with the build, and this is where most fake drops fail. If your build doesn't scream drop incoming, the swerve doesn't land. The crowd isn't fooled. Your job is to do the expectation math. At 170 BPM, listeners predict drops mainly from three things: the snare rate increasing, the bar count, and the low end being removed. If any one of those is missing, the fake is weaker. A great test is, mute your riser and effects entirely. If the build still feels like a drop is coming purely from drums and arrangement, you've got the core. So, build section, 8 bars. First, drum energy ramp without overcrowding. For the first 4 bars, keep it mainly tops, hats, shakers, maybe a light percussion pulse. The idea is movement, not impact. Then bars 5 through 8, bring in the snare build, the classic DNB here it comes signal. Program it like this. In bars 5 and 6, keep snares on 2 and 4. In bar 7, increase to 8th notes. In bar 8, push into 16th notes right at the end, like the last beat or two. If you want it to sound controlled instead of spammy, group that snare build and put drum bus on it. Add some drive, maybe 5 to 15% depending on your material, a little crunch, and keep boom off or very low. We're not trying to fake a sub drop with the build snare. We're trying to create urgency. Now, add a riser that actually feels professional, not like a stock preset pasted on top. On an FX track, drop an operator. Use a sine or triangle. Automate the transpose from 0 up to plus 24 semitones. Cross the full 8 bars. Then add auto filter. Use a low pass 24 dB slope, and automate the cutoff from around 200 Hz up to 18 kHz, with a little resonance, like 10 to 20%. Then add reverb with a 3 to 6 second decay, and keep the dry slash wet fairly tame, maybe 15 to 30%. Optional, add a tiny bit of redux for grit, but keep it subtle. Now we need the big drop is coming cue, low end removal. On your drum group and bass group, put EQ 8 and automate high pass. Start it gentle, around 40 to 60 Hz, and by the last bar of the build, push it up to around 150 to 250 Hz. This is like a DJ pulling the weight out of the system. When you bring it back, it feels huge. And now, we design the fake impact. This is the lie. The fake drop moment should have the same cues as a real drop, but the outcome is the twist. Here's a big coaching note. Make the first 200 milliseconds believable. That's the window where the brain decides the drop happened. After that, you can break the rules. So your impact needs a clean transient, some body, and some air. You can do this with a layered impact. Layer 1. A super short transient click, under 50 milliseconds. That could be noise from operator or a rim click. Layer 2. A body hit, like a tom or metallic hit around 150 to 400 Hz. Layer 3. The air layer, a crash that's high passed so it's mostly top end. Group those into an impact group, add a touch of glue compression, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, and only limit if you truly have to. On the impact chain, you can also add EQ8 to tame harshness around 3 to 6 kHz if needed, a saturator with soft clip-on and maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive and utility to force mono width at the impact if it's sub-heavy. Mono hits feel weighty and centered. Now for the actual fake move. Immediately after that impact, you remove the world. Classic option. Hard mute everything for a quarter bar or half bar. That moment of nothing is not empty, it's tension. The listener's brain fills it in. The cleanest Ableton workflow is to route everything into a music bus group, put a utility on it, and automate the gain from 0 dB to negative infinity for that quarter or half bar. Even better, for hard edits on audio clips, you can cut the clips and pull the clip gain down to negative infinity instead of drawing automation curves. Clip gain edits are fast, obvious, and easy to revise. Now, sell the swerve with micro timing. This is a sneaky pro trick. Nudge your fake impact crash slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. Then make the first audible element of the twist come in a hair late, like plus 10 milliseconds. It creates this sensation that the floor dropped out, and then the groove catches itself. Okay, now the twist section. This is 3 to 8 bars. And here's the 1 bar clarity rule. In the fake moment, the listener should instantly understand what remains. Pick one anchor element. 1. A vocal phrase. A hat pulse, a halftime snare, a restail. If you keep two anchors fighting each other, it doesn't sound like a decision, it sounds like a mistake. Let's pick an option that works in a live rolling DNB, minimal halftime stomp. Program the halftime kick on beat 1, and the snare on beat 3. Keep it sparse. Add a low-level hat pulse, maybe 8th notes, but don't let it turn back into full DNB yet. For the halftime snare, make it fatter than your normal snare. Add drum bus or saturator and a short room reverb. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds and high pass the reverb so it doesn't cloud the low end. Alternative twist if you want jungle flavor. Ghost break tease. Bring in an amen style break, but high pass it around 250 to 400 Hz and gate or chop it so it's just a few hits. Like a hint, you can add beat repeat very sparingly. 1 bar interval, grid at 8ths or 16ths, chance around 10 to 25%. With a filter on so it stays top heavy. Another alternative twist. Bass question mark. Let one held Reese note drift for 2 bars with automation. Put auto filter for movement. Saturator for harmonics. Maybe a tiny chorus ensemble above 200 Hz for width. And keep the lows mono with utility. If you want it to feel unsettling, add frequency shifter very subtly, like 1 to 5 Hz. With the mix at 10 to 30%. It gives this what is happening wobble without turning into a gimmick. One more sound design trick that translates well. Ghost sub without actual sub. In the twist, remove true sub below about 50 or 60 Hz, but add saturation so harmonics around 100 to 200 Hz stay present. On phone speakers it still feels like weight, but you're not muddying the transition. Now we rebuild into the real return. This is a 4-bar mini build that tells the listener, okay, now it's actually happening. Bring back a shortened snare build. First 2 bars, 2 and 4. Third bar, 8th notes. Fourth bar, 16ths right at the end. Add a downlifter into the return. And here's a classic vacuum moment you can do with stock devices. Put auto filter on the music bus. Use a high pass 12 dB slope and automate the cutoff up quickly in the last half bar with a bit of resonance. Then put a small reverb after the filter so it has a tail. It feels like the mix is being sucked into a hole, not just muted. Also, do a reverb throw right before the return. Put a reverb on a return track at 100% wet, and automate the send up for one vocal word or one stab. That single throw creates a launch ramp into the redrop. Now, the real drop return. This part must hit harder than before, or the fake drop has no purpose. You need new information. Pick one or two upgrades. Add an extra ride or top loop for 8 bars. Introduce a new mid-range bass layer with movement. Add a snare layer like a clap transient. Add a crash plus noise layer on the downbeat. Or add subtle parallel distortion on drums. Here's a solid Ableton parallel drum dirt return. On a return track, put saturator with 6 to 12 dB drive and soft clip on. Then EQ 8, high pass at around 120 Hz, and add a gentle high shelf around 8 to 10 kHz if it needs bite. Then glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Send your drum group into it gently. You're seasoning, not destroying. And a final trick for perceived loudness without changing luffs. Add a tiny transient tick layer to the redrop kick or snare. High passed, super low in the mix. Transient definition reads as louder, even if the meters don't change much. Before we wrap, do the automation checklist, because fake drops are automation heavy and that's what makes them feel intentional. Automate reverb send spikes on the last snares. Automate filter cutoff on drums and bass during the build. Automate the volume mute or use clip gain for the micro silence. Do delay throws on vocals or stabs, ping pong delay is great, and automate stereo width, wider in the build on tops and FX, then monofocus at the impact for weight. Common mistakes to avoid. If your fake impact is too small, no one believes it. If your twist has no rhythmic anchor, it feels like the track broke. If you stay in the fake zone too long with no evolution, it feels like you lost the plot. If the redrop is identical to earlier, the listener doesn't get rewarded. And if your low end is chaotic during the build, the return won't feel massive. Now, quick 20-minute practice assignment to lock this in. Take an existing 32-bar drop from one of your projects. After bar 16, insert an 8-bar fake drop block. Make it include an 8-bar build with a snare ramp, a quarter bar of silence right after the fake impact, 4 bars of halftime twist with kick on 1 and snare on 3, and a redrop that adds one new element, either a new top loop or a bass serenation. Export a quick bounce and ask yourself 3 questions. Did I believe the drop was coming? Did the fake moment surprise me? And did the redrop feel bigger than before? Recap to finish. A great fake drop isn't random. It's convincing drop setup plus intentional misdirection. Use Riedel drop cues, impact, crash, short sub hit, and then flip into space, halftime, or minimal. Keep one anchor so the listener isn't confused, and make the return hit harder by adding new energy, not just repeating what you already had. If you want feedback, grab a screenshot of your arrangement view around the fake drop section, and I can suggest bar by bar edits, what to mute, what to automate, and where to place the impact cues for maximum deception.